Well, I want to thank you, Glenn, for being with us. Again, we will do part two and talk about a number of issues, including President Trump and Vice President Pence's attacks on China, saying they are the real threats to the midterm elections, the indictment of Russian hackers, as well as more on Judge Kavanaugh and what's happening in the world today. Glenn Greenwald, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, one of the founding editors of The Intercept. Also, you can go to democracynow.org for our hour with Lula, who is now in prison in Brazil. That does it for our show, Democracy Now!, produced by Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Tammy Warnoff, Sam Alkoff, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud, Trina Nadura. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
This is Jonathan Weigel, and I host a show called Songwriter Symposium right here on WHFR. College radio isn't just for students wanting to get experience for a career in broadcasting. College radio is also for people just like me who aren't students yet have a passion for doing a quality show that doesn't fit into the rigid box of a commercial radio station. College radio allows me to do the exact type of quality show I want to do that I know listeners will enjoy, but I would never have a chance to do in commercial radio or even at a large public radio station. So thank you for listening and supporting college radio.
This is WHFR Dearborn, featuring local and independent artists.
This is College Radio Day 2018. And across the country and the world, college radio stations are united. This year, our theme is When All Else Fails, College Radio Speaks. And in this special one-hour simulcast, we highlight the ways that college radio provides a platform for those involved with it to talk about topics and stories that are important to them.
College radio, once we had an album to take around to them or songs to play, they were one of the elements that really kept us afloat.
There's no editors anymore. There's no filters. So what you have to do is build a reputation for your intellectual integrity and honesty, and you'll get a following.
With the help of the College Radio Foundation, we were able to donate a much-needed computer for Radio Vieques so that they can continue production and programming at the radio station.
There's something special about radio, about college radio in particular, and I think as the next generation of broadcasters grows up and takes leadership roles in the industry, that Americans are going to be even more appreciative than they already are about this unique medium. So thanks for what you do, and keep up the great work.
When I was a senior in high school, there was a threat on my school, and I was just like, that doesn't happen. Why would that happen? I got to school, and we had 15 cop cars there, and I was like, this is terrifying. I'm really glad that nothing happened and that they caught him, but the fact that something does happen in so many states, in concerts, schools, everywhere on the streets, and why does this happen? Why is no one doing anything about it?
Radio has the power like nothing else to connect people across the world. Radio, for me, was a friend when nobody else wanted to be a friend. It stuck by me in high school and middle school when nobody wanted anything to do with me, and it was there for me then, and it's still there for me now.
College radio is the place where it begins, the place where you start to learn the skills that can change your life. That's why I support and believe in college radio, now more than ever.
Revolution. On Friday, October 5th, 2018,
college radio stations across the country will unite for College Radio Day.
Whoa, what am I hearing?
A lesson in the power of radio.
College Radio Day is a great idea because it's finally a place where everybody can come and be united.
College radio gives an outlet for the students involved with it
and creates important programming that is not heard anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
College radio is a place where important issues are discussed and the voices of the next generation are heard.
On the air!
College radio does that. It gives them that chance and that opportunity to take.
College Radio Day is a day to let the world know that when all else fails, college radio speaks.
For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
On behalf of the College Radio Foundation, I'm Len O'Kelly. And for the next hour, you'll hear from Joan Jett and Kenny Laguna from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, our official ambassadors for College Radio Day 2018. Chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai. former Vice President Joe Biden, features, interviews, and shout-outs from artists, celebrities, and students involved with college radio. Today is College Radio Day, the day when college radio comes together. We hope you enjoy this special program.
You're listening to the Berkeley Internet Radio Network.
God bless the Internet.
This is The Burn.
I'm Pooja, and I'm a seventh semester professional music major. I joined The Burn because I wanted to dig into different types of genres that I had never really listened to before, and also just share the music that I love with my peers and other people listening.
I'm Liv. I'm a third semester. My major is pro music, and I joined The Burn because I wanted to be able to share music with students around me, and I've always wanted to become part of a radio station, so it was perfect for me.
Hey, I'm Darcy. I'm a fifth semester music production and engineering student at Berklee College of Music. I joined The Burn so I could find new music and expose local artists.
We are students at the Berklee Internet Radio Network, or as we like to call it, The Burn, which is Berklee College of Music's internet radio station in Boston, Massachusetts. The Burn is a four-stream internet radio station that is run by and made for students.
Students are given the opportunity to host their own shows and play music from any genre. When I had my show, I played a lot of classic rock from the 60s and 70s, including the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and many more.
The Burn can be accessed from anywhere around the world, and it's awesome when someone interacts with me from somewhere halfway around the other side of the globe.
We love College Radio Day because it emphasizes how big of an impact college radio can have for students. Having a medium where students can share a part of themselves with the world is truly amazing.
Thank you, College Radio Day, and don't forget to tune in to The Burn at theburn.com.
College Radio Day.
College Radio Day.
College Radio Day is
historic.
Creative.
Togetherness.
Freedom.
Energetic.
Real.
No voice unheard.
Uniting colleges.
Everywhere.
You heard it right. One of the most anticipated events of the airwaves. Join us in the celebration of spoken freedom for colleges all over. College Radio Day. A day where all colleges come together.
When all else fails,
the Wolf Internet Radio speaks.
Hi, I'm Lance Ligas, the faculty advisor for UTARadio.com at the University of Texas at Arlington. It has been an honor to serve as president of College Radio Day 2018. All of us are here for one reason. We have a genuine love and appreciation for finding new music, for telling stories about our respective campuses and communities, and for training the next generation of broadcasters. That's college radio. It doesn't matter if you're streaming only like my station or have a 100,000-watt stick, you have a big budget or very little. It sometimes feels like we're on an island at our respective schools. And there are many challenges to our medium that we face every day. But together, for one day at least, we can show our country and the world that when all else fails, college radio speaks.
My name is Bree Testa, production director and on-air personality at Brave New Radio of William Patterson University.
My name is Ashley Weltner.
My name is Nick Gomez. I am the program director at Brave New Radio, William Patterson University in Wayne, New Jersey.
We are the students of college radio. The people you hear in your car, on your phone, in the cafe as you grab coffee on your way to class, bringing you news, entertainment, and music. We speak to our audiences every day, in a time of need, in a time of joy, when they need a friend, when they're celebrating achievements, or when they need comfort. Behind the mic, we're more than just student broadcasters. College Radio has spoken to us. Now we are telling you our stories.
College Radio has been the best experience of my life. I have met some of my best friends working in College Radio. I have learned important lessons, taught myself how to do things that will stick with me for the rest of my career. And it's how I kind of found my passion for being a programmer and a newfound love for the medium of radio. As far as where it's gotten me, having the experience that I had at Brave New Radio and within College Radio as a program director and just as somebody who loved making great radio and doing fun things, I'm currently interning at Z100 in New York, where I work for the afternoon and night shows, doing digital work, doing audio production work, working with different broadcasts, screening phone calls, all that kind of cool stuff, and where I'm actually learning, on top of everything that I learned in college radio, learning new things that I'm able to add to the things that I learned beforehand and kind of apply them to situations that I'll encounter, whether it be in my career in the coming years. Radio has the power like nothing else to connect people across the world. Radio, for me was a friend when nobody else wanted to be a friend. It stuck by me in high school and middle school when nobody wanted anything to do with me. And it was there for me then, and it's still there for me now. And radio is just one of the most important things in my life. And the reason why I want to be in radio is because I want to do something for someone else, like what radio did for me, and that was change my life.
Voices of Our Future is a podcast that I started, and the first episode talks about gun violence. And it means a lot to me because when I was a senior in high school, there was a threat on my school, and I was just like, that doesn't happen. I'm in a nice place in northern New Jersey. Why would that happen? I got to school and we had 15 cop cars there, and I was like, this is terrifying. I'm really glad that nothing happened and that they caught him, but the fact that something does happen in so many states and concerts, schools, everywhere on the streets, and why does this happen? Why is no one doing anything about it? It's been almost 20 years since Columbine. I don't understand why nothing's happened. And I was just yelling about it to my roommate. She's like, Ashley, you can't do anything. And I'm like, you're right, I can't. But you know what? At least I can spread awareness. So that's why I started this podcast. And the fact that I'm in college radio, I'm like, hey, I am a part of this platform of media. And I'm like, I have a place where I can give my opinion and try to make a difference, spread awareness and be like, hey, you know what? This is happening, guys. That's why I do it. And that's why college radio is so special to me, because I have a platform to do and say things and be able to make a change, not only in my life, but in other lives as well.
My college radio story goes back to my freshman year of college. I had tried really hard to get into the station, and I still didn't really know what I wanted to do career-wise, and granted, no one really knows what they want to do freshman year. Sophomore year, I got into the station, and I trained, became an on-air personality, and I got my own show. And I, being the quiet person that I was really not used to talking to a bunch of people, but then I just thought to myself, like, Brie, you're just in one studio. No one's looking at you. Nothing, just a lot of people can hear you that you don't know. I eventually worked my way up to becoming the production director, which I never in a million years thought I would ever be doing, because I had been told, you're not going to make it in the entertainment industry. You're not going to make it as a musician. And I started to believe everybody that told me no, but it's not their chance to take. Through my experiences in college radio, I have been able to get the opportunity to intern for one of my favorite rock stations, which is WDHA in New Jersey, the Rock of New Jersey. And through college radio, I have found my voice and I've found what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I've been able to turn my talents and passions into a career.
When all else fails, radio is kind of all that we have left, whether it be college radio or commercial radio, whether it be in emergencies or whether you're kind of just looking for somebody that can be that friend for you, that little person that sticks by you when nobody wants anything to do with you. Radio is kind of like our last resort.
Long live college radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
That's right, Dr. Frankenstein. It's alive. It's a live broadcast event for college radio stations across the nation. This is College Radio Day.
Hey, this is Eric.
This is Warren.
This is Dallas.
This is Elliot. We're Ceramic Animal, and we support College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm Emmy Award-winning actor Ed Asner, and I support College Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento, bringing you mad music and crazy comedy at drdemento.com, and you are getting demented on College Radio Day.
I'm Zeb Navarro, and I am the station manager at KKSM at Palomar College. The theme for College Radio Day 2018 is When All Else Fails, College Radio Speaks. At KKSM, we highlight a topic that is often ignored or misinterpreted by other outlets, which is mental health. Katja Brunson is the host of In My Mind, a KKSM podcast devoted to the topic of mental health.
The reason I made In My Mind was to promote mental health and share information about how mental health affects our society, in what aspects of our society does it manifest, instead of focusing on like individual illnesses, more seeing mental illness and how it affects like the broader society and different aspects of all people.
College Radio allows students like Katya to discuss mental health to help destigmatize the topic and to educate listeners on mental health issues.
It's important because it affects so many people. The statistic now is 1 in 4 people are diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. And as a society, we have such a skewed view of what mental health and what mental illness is. But since it is such an important aspect of being a human and dealing with our mental health, we should all be conscious of it and also be supportive of everyone.
A recent episode of In My Mind touched upon the topic of law enforcement and mental health. In response to increased media coverage of police shootings, Katya saw that much of the coverage did not touch upon mental health and often framed the victim in a negative light. Through her podcast, Katya was able to interview law enforcement officials, mental health professionals, and individuals who have friends or family members with a mental illness.
Actually, most of the time when a person is going through a mental health crisis and maybe their friends and family can't help them anymore, or they're just acting out in a way that normal person couldn't help and there's nothing else to do but call the cops. Even though this person isn't a criminal and maybe isn't necessarily being violent, which most people with mental illnesses are not, the cops get called in a lot of these instances, and a lot of cops aren't trained for these instances. Unfortunately, people die or get severely injured because of police officers and just the general public not knowing how to deal with these instances, and yeah, it just tends to snowball into something even worse.
And what feedback did you get from that episode?
People, you know, they really liked it. They said, oh, I never thought about mental health or mental illness affecting something like that. I didn't even think about how many people in the in prisons around the state and around the nation. There's a significant amount of people with mental illnesses who are incarcerated. So, yeah, it was just, I think a lot of people didn't know about this. So that's why I made the podcast. And, yeah, they came back saying that they definitely learned something.
Katya hopes to expand the discussion of mental illness in future episodes of her podcast.
Yeah, I'd be interested in doing more episodes on topics like mental health in different communities, like artists, athletes, and how they deal with their mental health. Because these people are people we look up to and we see in the public eye, but we don't necessarily hear about what they struggle with at home when no one sees them.
College Radio is an important venue to discuss topics that no one else is talking about or others may find controversial. Only by discussing these issues and bringing them up in the first place can we move important discussions forward.
College Radio is important because it is an outlet for students and all individuals who have something different they want to say, have something that they want to hear that they don't hear on normal mainstream media sites.
This is why College Radio Day is needed and important, because when all else fails, College Radio speaks.
Keep it locked to the 8th Annual College Radio Day.
The College Radio Day Task Force visited Washington, D.C. on September 24th to meet with FCC Chairman Ajit Pai and to talk about the importance of college radio. The group was made up of 6 faculty advisors and students from college radio stations at 6 universities in the USA. The College Radio Day Task Force gave the students the opportunity to meet with the top official who sets and maintains broadcasting regulations for the entire broadcasting industry.
So, considering the political nature of social media and the internet, does the FCC foresee a future in where there might need to regulate these platforms to protect free speech when you're looking at guys like Alex Jones who've been banned off these platforms?
So currently we don't have jurisdiction over those platforms. For better or worse, that is something that would be either unregulated or regulated from a competitive perspective by the Federal Trade Commission. I've said, however, for many months that I think that these platforms in many ways are the new town square. This is where people come to express their views and argue about politics, and as I've seen from my own Twitter feed, they're pretty vigorous about it. And so I would hope that these platforms embrace sort of the values of free speech. I mean, granted, we don't regulate them directly. We couldn't under the First Amendment. But what I've consistently said for years in this case is that Twitter, for example, or Facebook or Google should not decide what it is that what political views are allowed on that platform and which ones aren't. Now, there are obviously some lines to be drawn if somebody is directly threatening somebody with violence, you know, child pornography, things like that. I think we can all agree that there's no place for that. But if it's more rough and tumble political debate, then I start to get worried when some of these platforms, which are incredibly dominant now, start to decide what views are right and what ones aren't. And if you go to a speech I gave in November of last year, I pointed out that certain members of Congress who were announcing as part of their campaign particular political positions saw their videos being restricted on platforms like Twitter. And to me, that was a case of them directly exercising editorial judgment, even though when they come to Washington, they say, hey, we're just neutral platforms, we're not publishers, you can't regulate us as such. So I think you need to be consistent there, and in my view at least, try to uphold the values of free speech that are, after all, what makes this country great.
So have you personally been involved with any like college radio or anything like that, considering you represent our platform?
Yeah, so like I said, just last week did an interview up at Hillsdale with their college radio station. And whenever I get a chance, I like to go to radio stations like that just to pop in, say hi. And if they want to roll the dice and have me on the air, do an interview. When I was in college, I wish I had done it. I just didn't do it for whatever reason. I guess they just didn't have my act together. But I think it's a great way to get involved in the business. And there's something about radio in particular that I find really almost intimate in a way. But you feel this connection with the people you hear on the radio on a daily basis, and it creates a sense of community. And on the commercial side, I've certainly seen that from all kinds of stations, you know, WRDN and Durand, Wisconsin, which is the only radio station in the Chippewa Valley of Wisconsin that covers the local high school football game on Friday and the church service on Sunday. And I think stations like that do a great job representing their communities, and I think college radio in particular is a great medium for doing that. I'm struggling to think of another way that you could reach all of your fellow students so quickly and so efficiently than a college radio station. So I hope to do more of it and visit you guys if I get the chance.
With radio being a little bit more, like, I feel like people feel like it's sort of going out of the way of the dodo. Mm-hmm. How important is it for, you know, us to keep radio, especially college radio, alive and well?
That's a great question. I get that all the time, especially from folks who say, you know, nobody listens to the radio. Everyone is watching TV or streaming, or, you know, if they are listening to radio, it's just a few stations. Why do we need this entire spectrum devoted to radio stations? And to me, at least, radio is a critical part of the media marketplace. And I say that in part because I grew up in the late 70s, early 80s in a small town in rural Kansas where KLKC 1540 AM was quite literally my window to the outside world. That was, you know, this is pre-internet, so I'm much, much older than you guys. But it imbued in me a sense of the importance of radio that, you, like I said, you connect with that host in a very personal way. You almost feel like you know him or her. You get information you wouldn't otherwise get. And so here at the FCC, our goal is to make sure that we give radio broadcasters of all kinds, college, commercial, whatever, a fair chance to succeed. Radio broadcasting, radio listenership zooms up when there's an emergency. When the wireless system goes down, when people otherwise can't connect to the internet, when they don't have access to a TV, radio is quite literally a lifeline to some of these communities. And so, particularly during emergencies, we want to make sure that consumers are able to get information through whatever means. And if that's the phone that they have with a little bit of juice on it, it would be great to have that FM chip activated.
We have our College Radio Day coming up on October 5th.
Yeah.
Do you have a message you'd like to say to all the participating stations that will be taking part?
Absolutely. First and foremost, thanks for what you do. The experience that you're getting here at the radio station is important, but even more than that is the link that you create with your community. There's something special about radio, about college radio in particular, and I think as the next generation of broadcasters grows up and takes leadership roles in the industry, that Americans are going to be even more appreciative than they already are about this unique medium. So thanks for what you do, and keep up the great work.
So what would you say to colleges who are now closing down their radios because they're getting more money selling their licenses rather than keeping the station up and giving the students the opportunity to work there?
That's an unfortunate choice that some colleges have had to make. I know they have some difficult budgetary situations at some of these schools. I would hope that they would prioritize keeping these stations on the air, because it does serve as a gateway to a lot of students who want to enter the business. And I think it's just a unique platform that I don't know how you could replicate it in any other way. And so I know I'm preaching to the choir in this case, but I really think that college radio is something unique and special, almost unlike any other extracurricular activity you could have. And, you know, you get an education on FCC regulation and business and engineering all in one shot. And that's a pretty unique thing, I think. So
today is College Radio Day, the day when college radio comes together.
Hey, this is Bobby Allison, and I'm here to encourage you. Everybody should pay attention to College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm PGA Champions Tour golfer Len Matisse, and I support College Radio.
On September 25th, founder of College Radio Day, Dr. Rob Quick, and Sebastian Escobar, station manager of WPSC at William Patterson University, were in Orlando, Florida to attend the Marconi Radio Awards. Then, an idea suddenly emerged.
So we are here in Orlando, myself Rob Quick, and I'm joined by station manager.
Hello, my name is Sebastian Escobar.
And how would you describe the weather here?
The weather here in Orlando is beautiful, sunny skies, it's warm, a bit humid.
Okay, so let's just go and turn up at a radio station.
That's right.
How about WPRK at Robins College?
That sounds good to me.
With College Radio Day being a week away, let's just pop in and say hello. Okay, so we are now on the beautiful, I must say rather beautiful, campus of Rollins College. What do you think of this campus?
Yeah, this is amazing. A lot of beautiful trees right next to a lake.
All right, so we found a parking spot, which is a challenge, but we got here, and now we are outside WPRK 91.5, the voice of Rollins, the radio station, and it's Greg Golden.
Good to meet you, Rob.
And you are...
I'm the general manager of WPRK.
And I'm just standing outside. So this is like, it looks like a house, right?
This is our current home, actually, for the year. You would normally see our tagline as the best in basement radio. Right now, we're the best in bedroom radio. So we're in this two-story house before we move back into a building that's under construction.
And when will the construction be finished?
Hopefully this time next year.
Excellent. All right. Well, it's good to be here.
So, Rob, not only are we in this space for a year, we were off air for 11 months after damage to our antenna. And so that was last hurricane season last year.
Oh, boy.
Hurricane Irma took us off the air, and our antenna was on the building that's now closed and being renovated. And so the college thought, well, we can't put this back up on a building that's about to be half torn down. So... it took 11 months to find a spot, and not only find that spot, but wait until bald eagles, who are federally protected, could leave that spot. And so we've woken back up and are back on air in this new home that you see here.
All right, so we're standing in front of, what is this, like a whiteboard? How would you can you describe it?
Yeah, this is the on-air schedule on a whiteboard, and there's like a laminated card for each of the shows.
So, Greg, how do you decide the schedule, who goes where and who gets a time slot?
A lot of it has been determined by people having their shows for 10, 20, even 30 years. We have a long-range show that dates back to when we were a classical formatted station, and that show is Music from the Movies, which we have a DJ who is, I'm going to guess, in his 80s, who comes in and does this show week after week. And
wow,
you can see we do have some gaps where we are recruiting students. We make a lot of daytime spots available for incoming students now that the fall semester has started here. And you'll notice the color coding, the green dots are our alumni. And so in many ways, many times, students will get that plum spot, that 9 to 11 p.m. or that 7 to 9 p.m. and just never give it up. We really respect the dedication that some of our volunteers have given to us.
This year, the theme of College Radio Day is When All Else Fails, College Radio Speaks. How do the community volunteers, how do the students, yourself, how does WPRK allow you to talk about the issues that are of importance to you and to the students?
Just as you said, we're a free format station, and one of the tenets that we really embrace and tell people about is that we're going to play and say what no other station in our area does, and we're going to allow voices to be heard that wouldn't be able to be heard on other stations in the area. And that's really our mission, and we are able to enact that mission by giving a lot of people the opportunity to have shows, whether or not they're a student of Rollins or even an alum. We give people the opportunity to be here.
Thank you for having us here today.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. We really want to create a place where everything is welcome, everyone is welcome, and hopefully you got to see that today.
I'm Lori Quick, Executive Director of the College Radio Foundation, and we'd like to thank the following official sponsors of College Radio Day 2018. BMI, Brave New Radio, Button Punks, CBI, Comrex, Emissions Analytics, Hindenburg Systems, IBS, Jaeger Lumber, Mainstream Streaming Network, NACC, Real World, SoundCloud, Spinatron, Telos Alliance, UTA Radio, Win OMT Software, WMSC, WSOU.
When we return, our special one-hour simulcast continues for College Radio Day 2018.
Mike Dutcher, former host of the Dog and Pony Show on WHFR Dearborn. College Radio remains your best option to hear music from the outer limits and beyond. I can't thank my fellow WHFR DJs enough for sharing the music that they are obsessed with. Stations like WHFR are not a dime a dozen, but more akin to diamonds in the rough. Flipping to 89.3 FM is a sure path to a music obsession you won't want to cure.
Hi, my name is Rob, and I was on the air at WHFR-FM from about 1994 to 2003. I actually went to Henry Ford specifically because of WHFR. I wanted to get a degree in audio production and be on the air. I was music director a few times in that stretch. That put me in contact with a lot of folks in the music industry. So while a lot of my classmates went into broadcasting, I went the other way into promotion and marketing. I've worked for a number of different labels and gotten to work with artists like Duran Duran, Nine Inch Nails, Willie Nelson, Rick Ross, and Iron Maiden. I made a lot of great friends during that time and got to see the world doing a job I loved. WHFR is a great opportunity and resource, and an easy way to get real on-air broadcast experience.
Hey everybody, this is Lisa Marr from the band Cub, and I've got a special song for you in honor of College Radio Day 2018. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Make friends, meet bands, hear the coolest music from across the land, and build skills, learn stuff. You might even fall in love, because college radio changed my life, and it will change yours too. It's true, it really will change your life. WHFR, College Radio Day, today and every day.
Hello, I'm AJ Melilla with WMSC and the College Radio Foundation, and we caught up with former Vice President Joe Biden to ask him for a few words in regards to college radio and student media.
Mr. Vice President.
Yes.
One word, it's college journalists.
Stay with it. Look, there's a new book out called The Death of Democracy, How Democracies Die, by two Harvard professors. It's worth a read. And what they point out is in every single solitary oligarch or every single solitary person who brought down a democracy starts by attacking the press, delegitimizing the press, the guys and women in the striped shirts. They should be engaged, stay engaged. It's changing. They're going to have to do a lot more digital because that's their medium. It's going to change a lot, but they've got to stay current and be engaged. It sounds like hyperbole. It sounds like I'm making a political, but I really mean it. It is desperately needed. Otherwise, look, one of the most significant things that's changed with technology is there's no editors anymore. There's no filters. So what you have to do is build a reputation for your intellectual integrity and honesty, and you'll get a following. That's what people are going to begin to... It's taken every generation that's gone through a major industrial revolution or a fundamental change. It's taken them somewhere between a half a generation and two generations to catch up and deal with it. Go back when you were in school, you studied about the Luddites in the middle of England smashing the machinery because it was fundamentally changing the culture.
Mr. Vice President, we thank you so very much. We know you were very
okay.
late.
That anyway, thank you.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. All right.
It's a noble profession.
For WMSC and the College Radio Foundation, I'm AJ Melullo.
Only college station I listen to.
That station rocks.
It's so good. I love WHIP.
You're tuned into The Core.
To Stadium Talk.
Welcome to the district.
The Corner.
You're listening to The Wake Up Call.
Power Hour Music.
The new show format.
Throwback Underground.
Irrational Radio.
Owl Country.
The main event.
To the beat.
On WHIP, Philly's number one college radio station.
Today is College Radio Day, the day when college radio comes together.
Saludos y bienvenido al programa que causa pura gozadera. Gozando con Shanae. Aquí tenemos noticia, música que te hace bailar y más. Quédate en sintonía porque Gozando con Shanae comienza ya.
Good day, this is Robert Rabin, General Manager of Radio Vieques, WVQR at Vieques, Puerto Rico. And I'm here with Shanae Lara, ex-student from William Patterson University, who've been working with us here in Radio Vieques. Shanae, talk to us about how you came to be a part of Radio Vieques.
In January 2018, William Patterson University, with the help of Professor Lori Ramos, organized a team of students from the communication department to come down to Vieques and help with the recovery process after Hurricane Maria. We passed out food to the elderly. We interviewed the locals on their experience during and after the hurricane. We passed out toys to the kids since it was the holidays during that time. We also worked hand-in-hand with Radio Vieques. We wanted to help them get up and running after Hurricane Maria. We gave them technical and programming advice. We also gave a... interviewing workshop for the local Viequenses that were interested in radio, and also for us as students. With the help of College Radio, with the College Radio Foundation, we were able to donate a much needed computer for Radio Vieques so that they can begin or continue production and programming at the radio station.
But Shanae, it's now October. You're still here. Tell us, what's the story? What have you been doing this past couple months?
Back in January, when we came down, we spoke about creating a sister station relationship between Brave New Radio and Radio Vieques. When we came down in June was when we wanted to make that official. So we came down with a contract, and in that contract, we made it known that we wanted to syndicate programming, and we also wanted to do some cross-promotion on social media. Before coming down in June, I began hosting and producing my own program called Gozando con Shanae with the help of Sebastian Escobar. And the program is positive news, viral videos of the week, the hero of the day, an interview if there was a local artist that was around. And I always end the show with a game. And sometimes it would be translating Spanish songs into English. And in June, I also hosted social media workshops with the Boys and Girls Club. And from that group, I've created a social media team at Radio Vieques, where they participate in La Voces del Este on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, gathering content for the social media accounts. In addition, they come on to my program and they co-host with me, and this is something that I love because I love hearing their opinions and their ideas on certain topics. And now I'm working with getting them to do their own program on Saturdays, which is a day that they don't have any classes or any clubs or anything to really do. So I want them to get more and more involved with Radio Vieques. I want them to know that Radio Vieques' doors are open. I also went into the high schools with Professor Lori Ramos when she was doing her oral history project to also motivate the students to come into the radio station. There's a music department, there's a social media team, there's audio, there's promotions, there's a lot to get involved with. I also organized and executed street hits here to get them aware of Radio Vieques. So, you know, in 2 months, I couldn't accomplish everything that I came down here for. So I've decided to extend my stay. And now we're in October. And I just feel like it's not enough time yet. So I think I might be staying more. Only, you know, let's see how it goes. I'm going with the flow.
Hola, somos Utopia. Feliz College Radio Day.
Ready? Yo, esto es Fireboy en College Radio Day. One love, yes, Milayan.
Tú no pillas mi código, te da un cólico. Bisturi de corte y operar como un pólipo.
Hey, this is Dez from Devil Driver and Coal Chamber, and you are listening to College Radio Day around the world.
Hey, everybody, this is Tommy James, and I just want you to know that I support College Radio Day.
Special thanks this year go to Walker Polivka at West Liberty University's radio station, WGLZ, who provided a lot of content for this year's simulcast, including this interview with Tommy James, most widely known as leader of the 1960s rock band Tommy James and the Shondells.
Totaling out to 23 gold singles, 9 platinum albums, and over 100 million records worldwide, we have Tommy James with us today. Tommy, how are you?
Well, how are you? Nice to talk with you.
Absolutely. I'm doing great. Well, I'm going to get right down into it. You've been in the music industry for 50-plus years, and that's quite a testament because not many artists can get to that level. How have you managed to stay so current after all these years?
Well, I'll tell you, I thank the good Lord and the fans for the kind of longevity we've had. I'm very serious about that because we started out 52 years ago with a little record called Hanky Panky, which was a fluke to begin with. And who in the world thought we'd be still doing this 52 years later? Certainly not me. So I'm very happy to be doing it. The crowds are still great. And the fans have always hung in there with us, and so I'm really a happy camper.
You've done a lot with Top 40 radio. That's kind of been the mainstream for you. College radio is what we do on our end. Has college radio helped shape your career at any point?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, seriously, when I look out into our concert crowd now, I see literally three generations of people. The younger ones are, you know, the college age people who have been very good to us. And, you know, college radio has been great. They have been, I mean, all over the country. They play our old stuff, but they also play the newer things. And so we are going to be relying a lot on college radio when the new album comes out.
Why is college radio important in general?
Well, because the new fans have to come from college radio. That's where it all starts. We're not on contemporary hit radio much. We're on adult contemporary and we're on classic rock. But college radio is where all the young fans are, and you know, they're very important to us.
Well, that is wonderful news to hear from you. Tommy, thank you so much for joining us here on our special College Radio Day program.
Well, it's great talking with you. You take care.
You are listening to College Radio Day.
This summer, WMSC decided to cover the topic of immigration, a topic that is very hot in politics, and it has been for a long time. But it was not until this year that it was front and center in the news media. And what we saw were photos of children separated from their parents in tents. We decided that since that was covered, we needed to connect with families, friends, and communities with loved ones in detention center. In order to do so, we partner up with Here Together, a project creating audio postcards from children, spouses, friends, to their loved ones locked up in the immigration detention system. We were joined in studio by communications coordinator at the New Sanctuary Coalition, Janice Hossein, as well as Immigrant Defense Fellow at the NYU Immigrant Rights Clinic, Jessica Roffey, and also independent radio producer and founder of Restorative Radio, Sylvia Ryerson. Take a listen.
Dad, I know everything in my class. I really love math and everything. I already know my ABCs. I miss you so much.
That was a young daughter whose father is incarcerated in the U.S. extensive immigration detention system. Without legislation from Congress, reuniting these children with their parents is not possible, and Congress is extremely divided on this topic. Hoping to connect families, friends, and communities with loved ones in detention centers, the NYU School of Law and Immigration Rights Clinic, the New Sanctuary Coalition, Freedom for Immigrants, and Restorative Radio have come together for a project called HEAR, spelled as in listening, together. Today, we are going to discuss this work and send these messages out over our airwaves to reach those in detention right here in New Jersey.
Hey, Dad, I love you, and I hope you get out of there soon. I just got home from playing basketball, and I won. My team won today. I was the one that made most of the shots in the team. I hope I get to play basketball with you soon. You will get out of there no matter what happens, and we'll be here waiting for you. I love you.
Cuando te miré por vez primera, divisé una luz en las tinieblas.
There are many reports of abuses and horrendous conditions in New Jersey ICE facilities.
Yeah. When someone, for example, that's detained and has cancer, and ICE is aware of that, they'll put you on a 23-hour lockdown in a box so you can die by yourself so no one else can witness it.
That just really got me. I really appreciate that we can tell these stories. When you connected with us, when you got in contact with 90.3 WMSC Upper Montclair, on your end, why did you choose to reach out to a college radio station? Is there an importance there?
That's a great question, and I think that college radio has such an important potential for this work. I think because you have the room to be more experimental and you have students that are interested in engaging with these issues, I was really excited to specifically reach out to Montclair State College Radio because I knew actually that there was a much better chance that you would be willing to air these pieces in their entirety, real soundscapes of home, and I knew that a college station would be more willing to do something a little more experimental. And also we're really excited about working with you because you are in New Jersey and your broadcast area specifically reaches some of these facilities, so you're in a very important location and doing really important work.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you,
Daddy.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay. Esta canción nunca la he entendido porque me la pusiste. Es algo que tenemos desde que tú me pediste que me casara contigo. Te amo, amor. Y échale muchas ganas, ¿ok?
Sombra ha sido tú, la historia de un amor.
College Radio gave these families, some of them who don't even speak the language, a platform to speak and a way for their loved ones to listen back and hear from them. So this was an opportunity for WMSC to connect those families and those communities.
Across this state, across this country, across this continent, today, right now, College Radio is united. This is College Radio Day.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Noah.
And I'm Sydney, and we are Echo Smith, and we support College Radio Day.
I wish that I could be like the cool kids, because all the cool kids, they seem to fit in. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, like the cool kids.
And we're with Echo Smith. We've got, going from left to right, we've got Graham.
Yep.
And Noah and Sydney.
Yay.
Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us on UTA Radio.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So, of course, you're best known for the massive hit, Cool Kids. But I wonder how many Cool Kids jokes that you hear.
So many.
All the time.
So many.
Yeah.
The funniest one that I heard recently that was just like so bad that it was good, you know, was cool adults. Oh, you guys are cool adults now, because we're all adults now. And I was just like, yeah, that's true.
Doesn't have the same ring to it in terms of a lyric.
I know, like that, and that's what I said. I was like, that sounds really, those words together do not sound right. So I definitely won't be changing the words to that song anytime ever.
And they expect it in your set every night, don't they?
Yes, oh, for sure. We could never play a set without that song, which I'm not mad about because I still love playing it, considering the crowd makes the song feel different every night. Even though we are playing it pretty much the same every night, the crowd kind of brings a new life to it no matter where we are, which is nice.
Let me go back in time just a little bit when you guys were first starting out.
Yes.
What role did college radio play in getting your name and your music out there?
College radio was the first type of radio to play our music.
Yeah.
And it was really fun to go through. I think we did a college tour in January 2014.
Yeah. We've done so many college shows.
Oh, we did a lot of college shows. So we did a college tour in January 2014. It was terribly cold. We went through all the cold states as well. But we got to meet a bunch of cool people that were working at college radio stations and interact with them. They would play our music. And they were the first people to really test out our song in the radio waves. And that was really exciting for us to hear for the first time. Like, in that kind of setting is obviously pretty cool. And they were all, like, our peers in our age, which is also really cool.
But that's the thing about college radio, because they'll play something no one usually would play. Maybe FM, AM wouldn't play.
Yeah.
And that helps a band that's up and coming like you guys were, right?
Exactly. And they're, you know, willing to take more risks, which is amazing. And that's what you need as a new band. And that's what we really appreciated. You know, we did all sorts of things for college radio, and we're just so grateful to even just, like, be here, you know what I mean? Because it's affected us so much in such a great way. So we're really grateful for college radio in general and the role it played in the beginning of Cool Kids.
You are listening to College Radio Day. Joan Jett is an American rock singer, songwriter, composer, musician, and record producer. Jett is best known for her work as the front woman of her band, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and for earlier founding and performing with the Runaways, who recorded and released the hit song Cherry Bomb. The Blackhearts' version of the song I Love Rock and Roll was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 7 weeks in 1982. She has 3 albums that have been certified platinum or gold and has been a feminist icon throughout her entire career. In 2015, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Kenny Laguna is an American songwriter and record producer, best known for his work with Joan Jett, and was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We are proud to present our exclusive interview with Joan Jett and Kenny Laguna, ambassadors of College Radio Day 2018.
Welcome back to College Radio Day. I'm Pat Cicchetti from 90.3 WMSC at Montclair State University, and I have the honor to be joined on the phone by two iconic people. They are ambassadors for College Radio Day 2018 because they embody the spirit of college radio, the passion to speak up when others won't, the relentless motivation to keep moving forward, and a serious love of underground music. Joan Jett and Kenny Laguna of the Blackhearts, it is a pleasure to have you guys on the line.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, Pat.
Thank you.
Cool, cool. So I got to see your new, the documentary that was made, Bad Reputation, last night about your lives and careers, and it was amazing, especially how you kept pushing forward in situations that were rigged against you, fronting and being in an all-girls rock band, record labels that, you know, didn't want your stuff to see the light of day. A lot of people would have walked away from situations like that. So what motivates each of you to keep going, especially when things get rough like that?
For me, certainly once I had met Kenny, was to have somebody that believed in me, that somebody that could see, he was also an artist, and could sort of see and feel what I was feeling. And I think Kenny, for a variety of good reasons, thought that he would have an easier time trying to help me out and trying to get me a deal and stuff. And I think as he ran into walls, the same walls that I had run into, he saw what I was up against, and I think he started to get angry the way I would, the way any artist would. And having that sort of us against them factor really, really helps to get you going and keep you motivated, especially if you're not hurting anybody. You're just making music. So there's really, that was my thing, was that it was great to have somebody to fight with.
Cool, cool. Kenny, what about you?
I grew up, my family was in Greenwich Village when I was a little kid, so they were very progressive politically, and my mother was an early feminist. I mean, they predated beatniks, and they were bohemians, and I had a lot of education about the struggle of women. When I got involved with Joan, it was so firsthand. It was very frustrating, and, you know, on several levels. It was just the whole thing of Joan, who I thought was really talented and really had a lot to contribute, and I didn't understand the rejection there.
College radio, by the way, when we were struggling, and once we had an album to take around to them or songs to play, they were one of the elements that really kept us afloat. In other words, being able to play gigs and that somebody would have heard of us because they were playing us on the college stations. So, I mean, that was definitely a big deal, and we did go around to stations whenever we were touring. So that college radio was a big deal for us at that point. But, you know, once we made it and became successful, it was, obviously, it felt great, you know. It was,
when we had I Love Rock and Roll, and there was like five hits we had during that run, and that was vindication about the actual album we were trying to sell that couldn't sell. We ended up owning it, which was amazing, and today that made all the difference in our old age and the comfort that will come from owning something. You know, when we say the Rolling Stones don't own Satisfaction and the Beatles don't own Let It Be, but we own I Love Rock and Roll, and it's amazing. It's only because nobody wanted it, and it worked out pretty good.
That's awesome, and I'm really glad you brought that up, because that's why we wanted you guys on board for this, because of that energy and the fact that college radio stands up for music like yours when, you know, people with suits don't think it's profitable.
Well, we're definitely a product of college radio at that point. Now, you know, there's a different world then. The drinking age was 18, so the clubs, there were more of them, there were more clubs, and you could make a co-promotion with a college radio station and sell out a club, which is like amazing, because the college radio station was way more freeform than AOR radio, and AOR radio then was way more freeform than it is today. But yeah, it was definitely a phenomenon that wherever we went, we had those college radio stations. Thank God. And through the years, we've managed to remain on the college charts with the records we put out. It means a lot to us.
I want to know, because you do have a lot of people that listen now, a lot of new fans from my generation, people even younger, for people who are, you know, different, who relate to you, who are not satisfied with the way things are in the world, the way people are treated in the world, what do you say to us?
I would say it's great to complain, because I like to complain too, but You gotta do something about it, you know. Get involved. If you don't like what you see, I mean, I'd say a lot of your people your age, run for office. The people that are into doing that, do it, and don't be afraid. You know, this is the one thing I find, that people love to cut down other people's dreams. I mean, do you ever find that amongst your friends? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, so it's like, why not build up people's? You've got to go for what you want to do, even if people aren't telling you, oh, you can do it. Because if you don't try that, you're going to always regret it. And at least if you try and you don't succeed or get to the point that you hoped you would get, at least you did it, and you're not going to sit there and always regret. damn, what if I had tried that? You can't let other people dictate, you know, what you're going to do. Otherwise, you know, I would have stopped as soon as someone screamed, you know, what's with the guitar? Or all those letters that said, lose the guitar. We'll give you a deal. Or they didn't even say that. You know, they just said, lose the guitar. You've got no songs. I mean, these are guys that listen to I Love Rock and Roll and Crimson and Clover. So there'll always be people that are going to try to stick their hand in your chest and say, nope. Don't let some of your friends or your family or anyone tell you, oh, that's not what, you know, that's not your lot in life. That's not how you should do things. That's not what you studied for. Or you didn't study for that. You know, I mean, just a million ways that people can deter you from a dream. And it's always the negative. They never sort of go, oh, yeah, you know, that could be really interesting. Give it a shot. And if it doesn't work, you can always try something else, you know?
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts documentary film Bad Reputation is in select theaters now, and you can find out more information about her on her website, joanjett.com. For Montclair State University's WMSC-FM and for the College Radio News Network, I'm Patrick Hedding.
To hear the full version of this interview and other great audio for this year's College Radio Day, please visit collegeradio.org. Thanks to the College Radio News Network for hosting this content.
Thanks to everyone who contributed material for this program. This has been a special presentation for College Radio Day 2018. We hope that you've enjoyed this program and urge you to support your local college radio station. College Radio Day is organized by the College Radio Foundation, an all-volunteer nonprofit based in New Jersey. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org. I'm Len O'Kelly, signing off for College Radio Day 2018. Long live College Radio.
Hi, my name is Emily, and I live in Seoul, South Korea. I discovered college radio through WHFR when I was about 15 years old, purely by accident as I was skipping through the radio stations. It blew my mind that there was other music out there that I had never heard before. I spent nearly the next 3 years interning and being a sidekick at WHFR, and it really changed my world. I discovered all kinds of new music, and more importantly, I made new friends. I'm still friends with the people I met at WHFR almost 20 years later. College radio, and especially WHFR, really changed how I heard the world, and I am profoundly grateful for that.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio. Featuring local and independent artists.
One.